Hello everyone, thanks again for joining us for a short devotional message. We're down in Tigers Bay again today. We've over the years come down here and been involved a little bit over the years in the Bible studies in the Jesus Saves Bible Church. Wonderful memories of the folk here in North Belfast. But you'll notice here in the gable wall, just above the wall, Psalm 95 and verse 7. And I think the verse 8 was up there as well. And so on the gable wall. And let me just read these verses from the Word of God at this time. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. That verse is found in the book of Psalms. It's also found on three occasions in Paul's letter to the Hebrews. So four times in the Bible, we have the exact same words recorded without change. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Now, if God says something in His word once, it's vital. If God says something twice, it's critical. If God takes time to say the same thing three times, you know that it's something of utmost importance. But for God the Holy Spirit to record the same words verbatim four times in Scripture, we're being confronted with something that is absolutely imperative for our lives. You might be listening today and you're not a Christian, and yet you've sat under the sound of God's Word, maybe in childhood days at a Sunday school or a children's meeting. Maybe you've attended gospel missions. Maybe you were born into a Christian home or a Christian family. Maybe you still attend God's house. And more than just hearing somebody read the Bible and preach the gospel, you've been conscious of the Spirit of the living God speaking into your heart and life, convincing you of your sin, convicting you about your need, drawing you to the cross. But you've been hardening your heart. You've been putting a shield up before God, and you're resisting the call of God in your life. That's a very, very dangerous thing to do, because the Bible says we're not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we do not know what a day may bring forth. So if you hear God's voice today, respond today, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. The Bible speaks about the inevitable requirement of the soul. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Jesus Christ said about the rich young fool, "Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And then another thing is, we don't know when Jesus Christ is coming back again. In such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. God could speak to your heart today, and you could harden your heart, and Jesus Christ could come tonight or tomorrow. And then there's another reason why it's important not to harden your heart, because it's the Spirit of God that speaks. And in Genesis 6:3, the Bible says that God's Spirit shall not always strive with man. So if God's speaking to you now, don't harden your heart. Respond to the call of God. Repent of your sin. Come to the cross. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And believe in Him and get the matter settled today. Whenever the Bible speaks about salvation, it's always in the present tense. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It's time to seek the Lord. And Psalm 95, 7 and 8, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. God bless you. See you next time.